I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. Give us 10 minutes, we'll give you an explanation of news events happening around the world. That includes what's going on right now in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria. For the first time in 2 weeks, a convoy of 46 trucks was able to get in and out of eastern Ghouta. This is a suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. It's an area controlled by a rebel group that's fighting the government in Syria's ongoing civil war. The rebels in eastern Ghouta have been surrounded for years, and many of the civilians who are there, there are hundreds of thousands of them, are desperately in need of humanitarian aid, like food and medical supplies. A representative for the United Nations says the convoy was inside eastern Ghouta for almost 9 hours, but that the trucks had to leave before they were all unloaded. Fighting was going on in the area at the time, and 9 of the trucks returned still full of supplies. A little over 2 weeks ago, Syrian government forces, who were supported by Russia, launched a major offensive in eastern Ghouta. Hundreds of people have been killed since then. The Syrian government says that shells launched from rebels in eastern Ghouta have killed dozens of people in Damascus. This is supposed to be a de-escalation zone, a place where civilians won't be targeted by anyone fighting in the war. But the violence is all around.
There's no